This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
B. Mitchell Finley live from Tap 99 on Half Street outside the center field gate. Today is Nats opening day. We are fired up. Joining us now from Masson Sports, Kevin Franson. Of course, played all over the big leagues. And how many Nats opening days for you is this now in this role?
Carry the one. Four.
Four.
Yeah, this is the fourth one. So, and it's awesome, too, because it's with familiar friends and everything with the Phillies playing there and then broadcasting there as well. So,
sure.
Could this be any better? Honestly, could it be any better? It can't be any better than this.
It could be better if we had spring.
It just depends on how you look at
now,
it.
Now, Kevin is in shorts and flip-flops, yeah, so he's embracing that it's spring.
He got his T-shirt 100%. With his hoodie, though.
That's how it always is. But how many opening days on the East Coast have you been a part of or seen that are drizzly, freezing cold, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is not going to be one of those days. It's going to be awesome. No, I know it's going to happen. I just know that. It's called teasing here in the radio.
Yeah, hey, man, you're killing it.
So
good job.
My thing is that this day is a celebration of so much, right? Like just the off season for the teams, but the front offices, everybody that works on everything, and to me, that's a huge part of this.
I totally agree, and obviously, I think part of the excitement this year is this probably seems, at least to me, the best Nats team since the Soto trade. Like, we'll see how a lot of things have to break. You got young guys that you need to kind of take that next step. But I think there's opening day is always awesome, but sometimes a month into a season and a rebuild, it's not that awesome. This seems like there's a different outlook for the year.
A different feel.
It's real, right? I mean, that's the biggest part is real.
Yeah.
When you look at guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood and CJ and the growth that you're going to have, are you going to have, like, youthful times? For sure.
Yeah.
But that's fine. But we're going to see, like, serious talent, right? And the depth of the talent that the organization has built now. I think that's the part that you look at going, it's real. And now it's about putting it back on the field. You can do all the talking you want. And, I mean, you know this from it.
4 hours
right?
a day.
So you can do all the talking you want. But until you put it down on the field, it doesn't matter. And that's the beauty of, like, the opening day part, right? Like, as everyone is, well, minus the Dodgers and Cubs, 2-0 and 0-2. Everybody's 0-0,
yeah.
Right? And that's the case. So, like, right now you get to set the tone for the year. And with the young, youthful talent that they have, like, insane talent. Like, Dylan Cruz is probably going to be the rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. Not because, of, like, he's going to be here the whole time. It's because he's that damn good.
Right.
What's your expectations for the team?
100 wins. I mean, it's crazy to think, but, you know. I'm hoping better than last year.
Yeah.
And I say that, and everyone's going to be like, well, that's easy to say.
But
you need growth.
But that answer right there, I would take that.
It's also honest.
Because that's honest.
Yeah. That's all
I
do.
People, you get people with this homer mentality. Oh, we're going to win 120. No, you're not.
No.
The good teams won't win 120. You know what I mean? But just to take that step towards what you expect later on.
Well, I mean, like in the football world, right? Like what's a better year than next year? Like what is it? I mean, it's improving. Like take care of the football all the time, making sure they get to the postseason, win another game, and maybe going further. I think in the baseball world, it's can your young guys prove that they belong here every day? Every day in the big leagues to start and make that, you know, that transition where instead of being a prospect, you're a guy here that needs to produce and not just be happy to be here. And I think that when you look at the amount of guys that they need to have that happen, I think that's a great goal. If you set it on wins and losses on the whole thing, I struggle with that with young teams because at the end of the day, you're going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be disappointed if we find out that Dylan Cruz is Dylan Cruz. James Wood is a monster, you know, and you see another step forward by C.J. Abrams and you know, the pitching staff. I think that is the part where you look at it. If you can't sit there and say that's an improvement, right, then I don't know. You got lofty expectations.
I think when you have limited knowledge, wins and losses tell you everything.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, when you just like last year,
right.
It's like
when they dropped
the
Jaden,
score,
we
right.
said, if Jaden Daniels proved that he's your guy, you're okay.
Now you got my guy.
They happened to win with it.
Now you got Debo.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Are you a Niners fan?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
19 was, I mean, he went to one, but let's be honest. Commander fans are going to love him. He's the best. Debo's the man.
Well, and I think Debo and Cliff's offense, a lot of at the line of scrimmage stuff. But we're going to talk baseball.
Sorry.
Some guys are chirping us. We're not talking baseball. I'm like, dude, we've been on air for 17 minutes. Relax. We're talking with our friend Kevin Franson, Massen Sports. You can give him a follow at Kevin Franson, FRANDSEN. Of course, Kevin joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline, even though he's here in person, and we appreciate that.
Yeah. Rude guest, nice. I like it.
Yeah, man. If you need any rude HVAC products,
right, bro,
you let us know. So, dude, you know Toby Altizer that works at our station, young guy, always wearing Nats gear.
Yeah,
head to toe.
Yeah.
So he came back from spring training. The afternoon show went down there. We did not. Nobody asked us to go.
But, same.
All right, the three of us should have just gone to a bar. I think the three of us would do all right. But
oh, we will.
I asked Toby, like, what really stood out to him, right? And he said, the word the young kids have is aura, and Dylan Cruz has it in spades.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him the other night at the gala. There's some juice there, man.
It's, man, you can't describe it. You can't describe it.
Yeah.
It.
Yep.
People have it.
When you have it, you have it.
You have it, you have it. And he does. And, I mean, the one thing that is – I don't think it's talked about enough. The guy's never lost. Last year was the first time he experienced, like, a month and a half here in the big leagues where it wasn't winning. All he's done ever, like, since he's a little kid is win.
Yeah.
Goes to LSU, wins. You know, ends up winning the national title, all this stuff. And there's a reason – yeah, the talent around him was great, too, but – you got to have the right leaders. And if your main guy, if you're the guy and you carry yourself the way he does, winning's going to follow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, and he takes care of the little things. There is a definite aura around him. I've said that since the first day I met him after he got drafted. And I just don't – you don't want to put – that's a lofty expectation, but at the same time, I don't think it matters to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, expectations or whatever, he's like – he sets his own and he goes off, and it's not going to – it does not dictate his days as a player.
Yeah.
He goes about it, and he's going to, you know, grab it, run with it, and wave bye to everybody else thinking that, oh, well, you're supposed to do this and this. No, I'm going to do what I know how to do to get the W for the day.
Yeah, when I saw him in New Orleans with the football game.
Yeah.
When he walked up, didn't know exactly who he was, but he's not the biggest dude, and you go, he's somebody.
Right.
Because that's the way he carries himself.
Right,
totally.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and you don't – but young guys like that haven't been in the league, you don't – I don't – again, you don't want to put that like it, but one of his favorite players is Bryce.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And there's a lot of that aura around him that has the same similarities to it. You know what I mean? Like, where Bryce has lived up to every expectation you could possibly have.
Yeah.
And some.
And exceeded it.
Right.
It's funny. I don't want to act like I spent a lot of time with him. I talked to the guy for 5 minutes, but I've been around enough pro athletes that when they have that, it's almost like a contradictory feel, but they are completely comfortable in their own skin, and they also know they're the MFing dude. It's like...
And they're never going to morph.
Right.
Right? They're never going to give you anything different. Right, it's going to be the same. And that's the part that, like, is beautiful.
Yeah. Tell me if you agree with this. I think it's really helpful for
Probably not.
You've already figured that out about me. I think for a guy like James Wood, who is a monster baseball player, but seems a little quieter. Like, he doesn't seem like he needs to be out there all the time. I think having Cruz, having a guy like C.J. Abrams, we haven't even mentioned, who's a super charismatic young player. Like, I think Wood won't face the pressure to be the face of the franchise, even if maybe his bat becomes that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect yin and yang, you know, comp when you look at it with Dylan and him, especially.
Right.
You know, and Dylan, it's not even like about the look at me type stuff. It's just I'll go out and do that. You go be you. You go hit bombs. You know what you do as James Wood. And the soul is beautiful though, man. If you know, I hope people get to understand that, like, these kids are growing too as far as the media getting comfortable with it. And he's not going to give you a lot.
Yeah.
But he's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, just every bit of him is beautiful. Like, he has an awesome family that's been well documented on the whole thing. And you sense it every time that you're around him, and that's fine, right? That's perfect. He doesn't need to be anything different.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be guys that are going to be willing to take that out. Jake Irvin takes on for the pitching side, right? Like, the personality is just perfect. And any of the young guys that don't feel comfortable being in the limelight of that thing, I'll take it on. Don't worry.
Yeah,
you gonna be you.
And that's fine. That's the part I think of any professional team people don't see. There are a lot of guys who cannot handle it. But if they got somebody that can – Big Brother. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember the cartoon when the big dog would be around, the little dog started to be real, real bold. That same thing happened in locker rooms all the time.
Who is it for you?
For me on the team?
Yeah.
I was the dude.
I know you were the dude. But, like, who is it? Who is the guy that you saw that, like
– When I first got here was Ernest Biner. He basically was like, look, follow me, I got you.
Yeah.
And if anybody says something out of whack – Before I could speak, when I was ready to speak, he was saying something.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you build your own and you begin to try to figure out how to be that guy for somebody else. And I think that's how it goes, where if someone helped you, you're supposed to help the next person.
Hell yeah.
Who was it for you?
Ray Durham.
Ray Durham.
Ray Durham's the best. He's still the best. And it's not even – you don't even – like, they didn't need to teach me about – like, they just wanted me to back off some of the media stuff. And I'm like, I'm from the Bay Area, and I'm playing here, like, in San Francisco. Like, how – you know how hard that is? So, yeah, I mean, the one thing you always wanted, like, is, like, we can go back to Bryce. Like, Bryce was Bryce, and sometimes you just got to let him be, right? And the – you know, the moment that he got into the Philly and it was just him all the time, that's the best version of him. And sure. So – If you allow James to, you know, don't force feed, you know, James out there and it's not – and then there's the protection part. Don't protect him, but, like, let him be him.
Yeah.
And embrace the him. And that, to me, is the perfect part when you have that. And CJ's gotten – I don't know if you've, you know, gotten a chance to talk to CJ lately. But,
talked
like,
to him the other night,
far as the media stuff has gotten so much more comfortable. And that's the growth, right? Like, sure. That's growth as being the shortstop of the team. Is being to be out in front. Because we celebrated Ian the other night. And Desi's still one of my favorite teammates, if not the best teammate I ever had.
That's his reputation. I've heard that from so many people. Can we do this, like, once a week?
Yeah.
You can walk to the studio. It's right there.
I don't know. I got a drive or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. you played baseball with Barry Bonds.
I did.
Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Greatest player to ever live.
I'd like to do an hour just on Barry Bonds.
Oh, I got stories.
We don't, opening day is not the day.
Hey, look, I was in 756. I was playing shortstop that night. And that, I mean, people, I introduced myself to some kids in Jersey where I was where I live. And they were doing their tryouts. And they're like, oh, you played for, you know, the Phillies, played for the Nationals, played for the Angels, played for the Giants. I was like, yeah, I play with Barry Bonds. That's how old I am. And they're like, who's Barry? It was like almost like a who's Barry Bonds? You're like, all right, come on, guys.
That's
come
painful.
On. Yeah. That's how you know you know, again, it's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Yeah, we could have plenty of time on that one.
All right, we're going to have to do that. Kevin, appreciate thank you for the time, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great
Enjoy.
Holiday, man. Enjoy.
Remember, 2:15, gates open, 3:15, be in your seats.
Be in your
it's
seats.
On.
Franson, that's a Franson tease right there. Give him a follow at Kevin Franson, FRANDSEN. When we come back, Amelia Draper's got the weather report for today. Hopefully it's going to warm up. Nobody go anywhere.